Hello, this is Devon Insight. Welcome to the newsletter for Spring 2021, Issue 25. Introducing our services for 2021. This is Graham Flynn speaking, the Chief Executive for Devon Insight, and we'll start with my update. With excellent progress being made with the COVID-19 vaccination programme, and the announcement of the easing of COVID-19 restrictions over the coming months, there is a light at the end of the tunnel for us all. Nothing stands still at Devon Insight. In this issue, we showcase our new emotional support service, our telephone sight loss speaker events, and free equipment bursary fund. We are also delighted to launch our exclusive assistive technology partnership, helping you access technology-based solutions from the UK's leading provider, Sight and Sound Technology. All of our services can be accessed through our helpline on 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. You can also access our services through your support worker. Charities have been hit hard by the COVID-19 crisis. Could you spare the cost of a takeaway coffee once a month to support somebody else with sight loss? Please consider making a small monthly donation by becoming a friend of Devon Insight. Joining is easy, so please give us a call on the helpline or visit the website and press the Donate to Devon Insight button. Thank you. And now some news about the Community Support Service, keeping you informed. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we've continued to support people individually and in groups over the telephone or over the internet. The Sight Loss Helpline. Our helpline will often be your first point of contact with the charity. We provide information, advice and guidance on a wide range of issues and local, regional and national services, including up-to-date COVID-19 related information on key sight loss services such as hospital eye units, low vision services, rehabilitation support and community-based services. Our helpline number, if you don't already know it, is 01392 876 666. The helpline is normally open between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday to Thursday. If you don't get a response immediately, please leave a message and we will get back to you. Devon Insight is registered with the Helplines Partnership. Our helpline is your gateway into Devon Insight services. Charity registration and case management. We manage all of our client work through our secure database. The first time that you contact us, we will record some details on the database. If you are an existing client and you ring us, we may well ask to check that we have up-to-date contact information for you. This is a legal requirement. Sight loss fact find. When people first call us, we will undertake a sight loss fact find to find out where you are on the adult eye health and sight loss pathway, whether you are registered as being sight impaired, and whether you are getting the correct support to maintain your eye health. Data protection. Devon Insight takes its duties under the Data Protection Act 2018 very seriously. We will never share your information with a third party without your consent. One-to-one support over the telephone. Our community support team continue to support registered clients over the telephone. If you are an existing client, please contact your support worker via their mobile or give us a call through the helpline if you need help. We'll end this with just a nice quote. It says, "I was the happiest I've been in weeks. Thank you for calling me." Finally, safeguarding. Just a reminder that all Devon Insight staff and key volunteers have undergone disclosure and barring police checks and safeguarding training. And now, a new service, the Emotional Support Service. Sight loss at any level has a significant impact on the lives of those who experience it, as well as their family and friends. Being told that you are losing your sight can be difficult to come to terms with. Common effects being depression, reduced well-being, and a process similar to bereavement. Research also shows that older people with sight loss are 3 times more likely to experience depression than people with good vision. Our new emotional support service provides an opportunity for you to talk in confidence to Tracy Agata, our emotional support coordinator, about how you are feeling and explore ways to keep well over the coming months. Tracy will also be able to discuss options for further support or counselling for those who would find it helpful. Here's another client quote from the pilot we ran. Devon in Sight were the first people who gave me a chance to say how I was feeling. If you need formal counselling support, we are delighted to be able to offer a number of free 1-hour counselling sessions. These sessions can be in person, following appropriate COVID-19 protocols, over the phone, or using Zoom. Sessions are being delivered in partnership with Living Options Devon and with a number of local counsellors who have received training and who are accredited by the RNIB. If you would like to speak to somebody confidentially about this service, please phone us on the helpline 01392 876 666 or speak directly to your support worker. There are some simple steps that you can take to protect your mental health. Limit the amount of time you spend reading or watching things which aren't making you feel better. Perhaps decide on a specific time to check in with the news. Stay in touch with family and friends over the phone or on social media. Do light exercise at home or outside once a day. Try to keep yourself busy. You could try activities like cooking, reading, listening to audiobooks, online learning, and watching films. There is a lot of misinformation swirling around. Stay informed by sticking to trusted sources for information, such as the government and NHS websites. The next section is about our sight loss speaker events, which we started when we could no longer hold our group meetings in the community. The response to our new telephone-based service, where you can hear speakers from across the sight loss sector, has been magnificent. To join a sight loss speaker event, choose the event that you would like to join from the programme I'll run through in a moment. A couple of minutes before the start time, dial the number I'm about to give you. All talks start promptly at 10:30 a.m. and will conclude an hour later at 11:30 a.m. Here's the telephone number. 0330 606 1118. That number again, 0330 606 1118. And when prompted, enter the room number. This number is 473-425. That number again, 473-425. So let's run through that again. To join the telephone speaker event, dial the telephone number 0330 606 1118. And when prompted, dial in the room number 473-425. Calls are hosted by our community support team. You will be able to hear the conversation but not participate in the call. However, questions can be submitted in advance by ringing the helpline, and if there is available time at the end of the presentation, the host may open up the call to questions from listeners. Call charges. Calls from your home telephone are charged at the standard rate or are free if daytime calls are included in your supplier agreement. Calls from mobiles are charged at the standard network tariff. all events should finish within 60 minutes, which is the limit on daytime calls for most packages. The Speaker Event Audio Archive. Recordings of previous Sightloss Speaker events can be accessed on our website. Now, the easiest way to find this is on the homepage. Look up Sightloss Speaker Events, click on that, and you'll get access to the archive. Now, this is the programme of events for March. Tuesday, the 2nd of March, 2021, Judith Potts, founder of the charity Esme's Umbrella. Judith will be talking about the Charles Bonnet syndrome, which is a type of visual hallucination experienced by some people with sight loss. She will also talk about her experience of caring for her mother, who had Charles Bonnet syndrome, and this is why she set up Esme's Umbrella. Tuesday, the 9th of March, Nick Collins, Optima Low Vision Services. Nick will be talking about the low vision assessment services provided by Optima, what may be involved in an assessment, and how to access these services. Tuesday, the 16th of March, Ian Johnston, Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service. Ian will be talking about the free home safety visit offered by the Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service. Who can access this service and what it involves. Tuesday, the 23rd of March, Jason Sculthorpe, Southwest Project Coordinator, Royal National Institute for the Deaf, the RNID. Jason will be talking about his role within the Royal National Institute for the Deaf and the different services and support they offer to people who are deaf, have hearing loss or tinnitus. Tuesday, the 30th of March, our friend Judy Pride, Southwest Regional Manager for the Macular Society. Judy is also one of our trustees. Judy will be talking about how even small aids can make a huge difference to people with sight loss and sharing some of her life tips that can help make day-to-day life easier. Now, a little bit about independent living. Assistive Technology Hub. In response to the COVID-19 pandemic, we've set up a unique partnership arrangement with the UK's leading provider of equipment, software and services for blind and partially sighted people. Sight and Sound Technology has a technical support team who strive to provide the best solution and support to improve the lives of people who have a sensory or age-related disability. We can refer you into this service, which includes Braille note takers, video magnifiers and scan and read solutions, hand-picked new technology solutions, a wide range of telephone apps and smart home solutions. They're also accredited suppliers for students in receipt of disability students' allowance and employers in receipt of access to work allowance. Sight and Sound also offer a wide range of supported IT services. If you would like more information, please speak to your support worker or phone the helpline on 01392 876 666. Sight and Sound Technology Limited is the exclusive assistive technology partner of Devon Insight. And now another new service, the Equipment Bursary Fund. We are able to help clients during the COVID-19 crisis with some free basic equipment with instruction sheets and telephone support. Items include some task lighting, liquid level indicators, bump-ons, signature guides, a smart light easy to see analog alarm clock, CommuniClocks, which are talking calendar clocks, Sonic 2 USB memory stick players, voice-activated smart speakers, very limited supply of those, partially sighted badges, hidden disability sunflower lanyards and visual impairment ID cards, the Devon Access Travel Wallet, and Trading Standards no cold callers, window stickers. We recently supplied an audio player to a client and they wrote to us saying, "Thank you for my audio player. It's wonderful. I didn't know these things existed." If you would like more information, please speak to your support worker or telephone the helpline on 01392 876 666. And now a COVID-19 update, social distancing and vaccinations. Living with a hidden disability, like a visual impairment, can make daily life more demanding for many people. But it can be difficult for others to identify, acknowledge, or understand the challenges you face. Social distancing. We are aware of a number of cases of people who have limited vision who have been verbally abused for not following the recommended 2-metre social distancing rules. Understandably, someone with limited vision may struggle to estimate 2 metres. There are two simple practical ways that we can help. Wearing a partially sighted badge discreetly indicates to people around you, including shop staff, health professionals and the general public, that you may need additional support, help or a little more time. Alternatively, wearing the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Lanyard discreetly indicates to people around you, including staff, colleagues and health professionals, that you may need additional support, help or a little more time. Hidden Disabilities have produced a sunflower ID card to hang from your lanyard. This explains that you are visually impaired, and the hope is that people would be more understanding once they are aware that the wearer has limited vision. We have a limited supply of partially sighted badges and hidden disability lanyards available free of charge. If you would like more information, please speak to your support worker or telephone the helpline. Now, a little about vaccinations. If you are a resident in a care home, are 70 years of age and over, or are clinically extremely vulnerable and have not received your vaccination, please call your GP immediately. Now, I understand that some of you have been a little concerned about how quickly the COVID vaccine was developed. So what we've done is we've taken some commonly asked questions and prepared a COVID vaccinations fact sheet. This covers a range of commonly asked questions and can be obtained by giving us a call on the helpline. So give us a ring on 01392 876 666 and we'll pop one in the post. Now, restrictions. Now, you'll know that over the last year, we've sent out quite regular newsletters about the changes to restrictions. And the moment we've had it printed and I've recorded the audio, everything's changed within a week. So on the 22nd of February 2021, the government announced a roadmap for the easing of restrictions. And I'm just going to share step one with you in case it changes. So on March the 8th, step 1A takes place. Schools reopen and childcare is allowed. 1+1 social meetings outdoors. 1 visitor to care home residents. And the stay at home stays in place. The next change is on March the 29th. And this is called step 1B. The rule of 6 applies, so that's 6 people meeting outside in, say, a park. Outdoor sports can resume. We're still required to stay local, work from home where possible, and still no overseas travel. Now, it really is, to get up-to-date information, listen to the BBC Local News, BBC website or the government websites, or give us a call if you're at all confused and we will try and help you navigate through the restrictions as they are eased. Now, as you can imagine, through the COVID crisis, we have not been able to hold any fundraising events in public for nearly a year. But we do have some fundraising news. Firstly, are 500 Friends of Devon in Sight. 82 people are currently signed up to our Friends of Devon in Sight regular giving scheme. Our aim is to have 500 people regularly giving by the end of our centenary year in 2025. If you would like to support our work with a regular donation, please visit our website at www.devoninsight.org.uk. I'll give that address again, www.devoninsight.org.uk, and press the red Donate to Devon in Sight button at the top of the page, or give us a call on the helpline. Can I just stress that if everybody gave us the price of a cup of coffee, that would make a huge difference. So if you could spare £2 or £3 a month, please do give us a call and you can help us support more people as we move forward. Now, I took a telephone call from a company called Good Growth just before Christmas, and we were delighted to receive a Christmas donation from the Exeter-based digital strategy company, Good Growth Limited, of £200 in December. For more information about Good Growth, please visit their website at goodgrowth.co.uk. That website again, goodgrowth.co.uk. Now, those of you who have known me for some time would have heard me speak about what it was like to be involved in a house fire when I was a serving police officer in the Devon and Cornwall Constabulary. It's something I'm very passionate about. The fire I went to was a fatal fire, and the old lady died during the fire, but of course she didn't have a smoke alarm and didn't get out of the house in time. So I'm really pleased just to reiterate a little bit about our relationship with the Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service. We continue to work with the Fire and Rescue Service in partnership to provide help and advice to people who are blind or partially sighted to prevent fires from occurring. What is a home fire safety visit? A free home fire safety visit involves a Fire and Rescue Service employee visiting your home to give advice and guidance. They can help with the following fire home safety needs. They can fit a smoke detector where one is not already present, provide advice about potential hazards in the home, talk through an escape plan for your property, and provide additional safety items subject to various criteria. Please contact us so that we can refer you to this life-saving free service. You can access this service through our helpline on 01392 876 666. So there you have it. That's the end of our spring newsletter. Can I just remind you to return the USB stick to us as soon as possible? To return the USB dongle, simply put it back in the yellow envelope and swap over the address card in the front pouch. The envelope can be then put in any postbox. You do not need to pay any return postage. Thank you. So that concludes the newsletter. Can I just remind you to wash your hands regularly, wear your mask when you go shopping, and keep safe. Bye-bye.